We're not live or anything, so we can certainly edit if we need to.
Sure.
Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is Minnesota Representative Paul Anderson, Republican lead for the Agriculture and Finance and Policy Committee. Tell us a little bit about this legislative session at about the halfway point here. Lots of things taking place and happening in especially the Ag Committee, but just across the board, too.
Well, Whitney, good morning. And, you know, this is not a budget year, so the most of the items that are being up for discussion this year so far have been policy, although there was a small supplemental budget released this past week. And the new target for agriculture was $4 million. And I would assume that's going to be used to kind of resupply what's called the Agri Fund in Minnesota, which is a very good way for the Department of Ag to support some programs and finance programs that's very popular. But it was in last year's budget, the funding was depleted from that Agri Fund. So hopefully that's going to be back up to full funding when we get into the budgeting for next year. But in terms of what's happening on the ag side, some of the things really affecting ag the most are taking place in the Environment Committee. There's a bill that was heard in committee to discuss what happens when you have over a 10,000 animal unit feedlot, and the bill would mandate doing a very expensive environmental impact statement, and that would make it difficult for any feedlots of that size to be proposed and built in Minnesota. So there's some concern about if that bill is going to move on or not. Also a ban on growing corn on state-owned land in the state of Minnesota. And again, it's kind of some of the folks that don't like corn, don't like what it does to water, such as nitrates in the water, things like that. They want to see a ban put on corn on DNR acres in the state. And the concern with that would be that already a lot of deer are doing depredation damage on crops. And if we don't have corn growing on some of these food plot areas, it could really impact what's going to happen on privately owned acres and additional deprivation on corn acres. So things like that going on, Whitney, as we work through the session. And again, not really a budget year, but mainly policy items here in Minnesota.
And I know in past sessions and whatnot, and things have kind of been brought up. I think we've discussed it before, but there was kind of a push for some right to repair legislation. Is that something that's been brought back this session?
Yeah, it has. Last year, the bill passed, and the farm equipment was specifically excluded from that legislation. It's back again this year, and there are still some issues with the bill. I'm not totally on board supporting it yet, and I don't think it's going to make it to the finish line this year either. But a lot of states are looking at a right to repair, and I'd rather see more of a federal effort to make it a uniform situation all across state lines. But that is being pushed by the Minnesota Farmers Union. And of course, Farm Bureau has what they're calling a memorandum of understanding with some of the big manufacturers, John Deere, Case IH, for example. And they feel that's the way to go. So the jury is out yet on right to repair, if that's going to make it across the finish line this year. My immediate thought would be that it would not be done this year in Minnesota.
And I know I've talked to some on the Senate Ag Committee about some rural veterinarian legislation, the possibility of that coming through. Have you guys seen any of that on the House side?
We have not seen that. And again, not a budget year. And some of those policies, too, could actually go on the higher education committee, because the main thing I've heard about would be a loan forgiveness program, especially if a veterinarian would agree to go into a large animal practice and begin a practice in some of the areas of greater Minnesota that are very short on veterinarians. So yeah, would support a program like that. But again, the money may not be there this year, but it would be either in an ag program or higher education in Minnesota.
All right. Any other issues that you're hearing from your constituents in that Starbuck area that you want to address or touch on here before we let you go?
Well, we had a meeting a couple of weeks back. We met in the town of Hancock, which was kind of between the two ethanol plants in our area, one plant in Morris, the other in Benson. And we had somebody from Delta Airlines come out and talk about the real possibility of being able to use ethanol and to further refine that into sustainable aviation fuel. And Delta is really trying to get on board and lowering its carbon footprint, things like that. And Minnesota has looked to be kind of a hub, one of the leading states so far in incentivizing the production and the refining of the sustainable fuel. And what's exciting about it is it could be a potentially huge market for jet fuel all across the United States, especially in light of what we're hearing from the Biden administration about these tailpipe emissions really getting more curtailed with emissions beginning at what 2027 model year vehicles and their push to electric vehicles. And I think it'd be very important to get this potential market going with sustainable aviation fuel here in our state.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today.
Well, Whitney, thank you much.
Yep.
This moisture has been good to get. We had pretty good snowfall down here, and it's going to be helpful to get our moisture up again in our soil.
Yeah, that's something was still, I know the last drought report I looked at, still an issue across most of Minnesota.
Yeah, it sure is. And Iowa, Illinois as well. So It has kind of pushed back planting, but we're okay with that for a while anyway with the moisture we got. So thank you very much.
Yep, thank you again, Representative Paul Anderson, joining us on the Red River Farm Network.